It's our theme song, Get My Kicks, now available on iTunes, Spotify, and all those places. 99 cents, you can own that song. It's the Bottom Line Sports Rockin' Podcast. My name is Beer Man from Classic Rock 92.1. Dead Air Dennis, remarkably absent today. And Brad Taylor from ESPN Sports Radio, 1300 AM, 92.5 FM in Lexington, Kentucky. Week 7, here we go, Brad.
Week 7, but I in my hands right now, Beer Man, I have the golden ticket. You've heard of Willy Wonka, the chocolate factory golden ticket. I in my hand, Dennis Dillon, who remembers when you missed a couple of weeks ago and the treatment that you got for your picks and how we basically, you know, pumped you up as the greatest football prognosticator in the history of football. Now, he came. I have three pieces of paper in my hand with picks for the coming week's games, all with printouts and explanations,
yeah,
none of which we will read, but explanations of why he will picking these games.
He has probably done more work this week for not being here than he does. I mean, normally he walks in and just like, oh, we got Arizona, New Orleans. I don't know. Give me New Orleans, I guess.
Exactly. You know,
but now he's written it out, told us why he likes what he likes.
Now, do you think, as you look at these papers, three pages of notes here, should I read all these out loud on the air? Or should I maybe just cut to the chase and then we get to talk?
Well, you know, it certainly give his pick, and then just a little. You don't have to read the whole thing. No,
I'm not going to read the whole thing.
Yeah,
Course not. Are you? What? We're trying to punish him for not being.
He does have a nice stat in there that the Bengals have not given up a second half touchdown all season. But he thinks this is the week that they give up a second half touchdown.
Wait a minute. How did you know that he had this in here? Have you been?
He sent it via email.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well. Why did he print this out and give it to me?
I don't know.
He didn't trust me, did he?
Apparently not.
Well, I wouldn't trust me either, especially after what we did to you a couple weeks ago. How was your picks last weekend, or should I even ask?
I should have done the opposite of everything that I picked. It was atrocious. I don't think I've ever had that bad of a week.
You know, when the books say that we had a good week, that usually means I had a good week. Because I'm usually on the side of kind of fading the public, a lot of underdogs, a lot of unders. Underdogs and unders. If you've been playing those this year and you were telling me about your somebody you knew that's done nothing but play money line.
He's played the
dogs,
money line on all the dogs.
Yeah, and he's making a killing.
Up huge.
Yeah, and if you're playing underdogs and unders, the totals this year, you are raking in 59% dogs, 60% unders so far this year.
Compared to, I think it was 2 years ago, scoring is down a touchdown a game.
Mm-hmm. But now you see some of these lines, some of these totals especially. You see these numbers. You don't see high 40s near as much. You see a lot of low and mid 40s this week in terms of totals. So our little cash cow playing under, especially in these division games, especially in primetime games, they're not going to be as nice as they were a couple weeks ago.
Who would have thunk Vegas is actually catching up?
Oh, eventually. there's a reason why they're the big buildings out there, and we're sitting here in front of microphones in Lexington, Kentucky, not on our yacht in the middle of nowhere. And but we see Dennis Dillon, you know, he's trying to, he's doubling down on the streets with a little tin can and a sunglasses and a stick. You know,
he had to get a second job.
Yeah, exactly. You want to get to the games?
Let's get to the games.
All right. Thursday night. New Orleans Saints, Arizona Cardinals. Kyler Murray going for the Cardinals. But we don't know officially who the quarterback is. We've heard Andy Dalton. We've heard Jameis Winston. Why not Taysom Hill? Line here moved a little bit. It was 1 this time yesterday. 2.5 now to Arizona. Is that due to quarterback issues for the Saints? Total 43.5. Now, thank you very much. Let's read that what Dead Air Dennis has.
All right.
His first proclamation, primetime sucks. Andy, not good. I think... Where did he go? Did he, was he back with the Seminole Tribe when he was watching this, when he's reading this? Primetime sucks. Andy, not good. So that's what he's doing to us. Kyler's not been good in PT either. I guess he means prime time.
Yeah.
Is that what he's saying? Now, so we're going to skip to the end here. I don't recommend my pick. Neither do we, believe me. But I'll choose the Saints to cover. He's got the Saints and the 2.5. Go ahead, Beer Man.
DeAndre Hopkins is back this week, isn't he?
Yes.
I think that's kind of Kyler's security blanket. I'm kind of with Dennis. I'm not excited about this game at all. Arizona's been an absolute dumpster fire. Every time that you think, oh my God, they're ready to throw in the towel, then they put up a game where you're like, how did they win that one? It doesn't make a whole hell of a lot of sense. Kind of with Dennis on this one, I'm just going to take the underdog and take the Saints and go with that.
Yeah, well, I'm taking the Cardinals here. For anything other than the reason that we've heard nothing but bad news on the Cardinals this week. Cliff Kingsbury, now the favorite to be the first fired out of the desert. Kyler Murray, wasted money. All that money they paid to him. And let's just face it, the Cardinals have played the tougher schedule than the Saints have right now. I watched the Saints last week against the Bengals. They had that game. They had the cover in that game. Somehow lost it at the end. I was very bitter. But also, Dennis has picked the Saints here. Makes me want to take the Cardinals. Give me the Cardinals minus the 2.5 right here.
I'm pretty sure I told you on the first podcast of the year that I thought that Arizona made a huge mistake by giving Kyler Murray all that money. By the way, a new Call of Duty is getting ready to come out, so expect his production to drop drastically.
By the way, when's the next Tecmo Bowl coming out?
All I need is Bo Jackson.
Oh, I can tell you a story about Tecmo Bowl. After what we used to do on weekends. I told Dennis this the other day. That's another story for another day. Let's get to the Sunday games. The Detroit Lions coming off the bye week. Jared Goff, the quarterback. Dallas, we don't officially know, but it looks like Dak Prescott will be the quarterback for Dallas now that Cooper Rush has finally lost a game against the spread. Cowboys right now, 7-point favorite, total 48.5. And let's see what Dennis has. So, Dak is back with a question mark. Can Detroit win? Maybe. I'll take Detroit to cover. He's taking Detroit and the 7 here. Go ahead, Beer Man.
To me, it's one of those. Detroit has zero defense. I think they're one of the highest scoring teams in the league, but they've also given up more than just about anybody else in the league. If Dak's back, I think it re-energizes Dallas a little bit. They're a little pissed that they lost to Philadelphia in the way that they did last week. So I'm going to lay the 7 and take the Cowboys.
I'm going to Riverside you here. Best bet for me. I'm taking the Lions here. Underdogs off a bad loss. Lions, although it was a bye week, they had a bad loss in the last week. And you want to fade these teams that have not been that have been covering like Detroit has been, like Dallas has been, excuse me. Yeah, I'm going to take my trends and my numbers. I'm going to take a little bit of Detroit here, one of my favorite picks, just to keep it under 7. And do we know what Dak Prescott has? We don't really know if he's, going to come in and put up 45 points or not. Although against the Lions, anything is possible. We'll take Detroit and the points in that one.
I kind of look at when they played New England, the Lions, when they played New England, they scored nothing. Nothing. I don't think they do well against a good defense. And I think Dallas offensively can be suspect, but defensively, I think they're pretty solid.
So you're taking Dallas. You're going to take them to cover.
I'm taking them to cover. Absolutely.
Okay. Next game. Giants, Jacksonville, Daniel Jones, Trevor Lawrence. Something we never thought we'd hear very much. The Jacksonville Jaguars are favored. They're a 3-point favorite down in Florida. 42 is the total. Beer Man.
I don't understand this, and my theory is always, if you don't understand it, kind of go with it. There's no reason Jacksonville should really be favored in this game. I mean, the Giants are 5-1. They've played incredibly well. Daniel Jones, great on the road as a quarterback. He's typically bad at home. So the fact that I don't understand Jacksonville being a favorite, I'm going to take Jacksonville.
Dennis takes, he takes the Giants here. And his reasoning is, point spread suggests a Jacksonville victory. I want to buy into the Vegas speech, but I like what the Giants are doing. So I'll take the G-Man and the points.
All right.
Does it for me. Jacksonville. Love them this week as a favorite. They'd be a best bet if it was closer to the pick'em line. Excuse me. Yeah, I like Jacksonville. Lay the 3. I'll take them to win big over the Giants this week. I'm with you on this one. So,
in a different world, I would take the Giants, but like I said, when I don't understand it, I go with it, and it normally pays off.
They usually know a little bit more what they're talking about out in the desert. Yeah, so yeah, I'm with you. Jacksonville, and that's who we'll take in that one. Next game. Here's one for you. Colts, Titans, Tennessee, Ryan Tannehill versus Matt Ryan. Titans a 2.5-point favorite. Total 42.5 down in Nashville. And let's see what Dennis has. He thinks he's writing some soliloquy. He goes, division battle with Tennessee and Indy. You know, it's like he's writing for a magazine or something. Yeah, Jonathan Taylor should be back, according to Dennis. But Tennessee in one score victory. So that's what he predicts in this game. So I'm guessing Tennessee to cover. Your thoughts on this one, Bierman?
I think Indy figured something out last week. Matt Ryan threw for almost 300 yards. I think he was the highest rated passer, but threw for more yards than anybody else. And it was a competitive game, so it's not like all of it came in garbage time. I think he's getting comfortable. They're actually in first place in that division at 3-2-1. Mm-hmm. So I projected the Colts were going to win this division kind of going away. I'm going to stick with that and that they're starting to figure things out. And I'm going to take the Colts and the points.
I'm going to be with you on this one, too. How Indy has gotten back-to-back wins and back-to-back covers escapes me. I don't know how they did it, but they somehow did it. One of them against the Broncos on that Thursday night game. Titans dead last in yards per play margin. So that's a very key handicapping tool, yards per play, that the experts out in the desert use, even though they're 3-2. So I think it's just like these two teams played in Indy a few weeks ago. Titans got the points. We were on them. I'm going to just reverse the roles here. Let's take the Colts here, and let's take the points here. And this one, we'll take the Colts here. Next game, the best team in the NFL is playing this week.
Philly?
The Atlanta Falcons and the Cincinnati Bengals from the jungle. Joe Burrow versus Marcus Mariota. Bengals right now, 6.5-point favorite. Total 47.5. Oh, here we go. And Dennis says the Bengals D hasn't given up a second-half touchdown this season. How did you know that? How did you know he wrote that on there? That's amazing how he did that. Dennis says the Bengals need to bring the safeties up. That's it. He's been looking at those cover 22, all 22 videos.
He does watch the Bengals every week.
He's been grading these games out at home, like Pro Football Focus or something. And he does say, Cincy wins, but Atlanta covers. Your thoughts, Bierman?
What is Atlanta doing? I cannot figure it out. They were projected. What was the over-under for them? 4.5.
They're already at 3.
And we're 6 games into the season. I mean, it's just, I'm happy for Mariota and some of those guys, but I just feel like there's a lot of question marks there. Are they just covering their weaknesses? I don't know. Cincinnati, kind of like Indianapolis, I think they're starting to kind of figure it out, work with the offensive line. They ended up winning nicely last week against the Saints, so I'm going to lay the points. It's that perfect 6.5, so I'm going to take Cincinnati.
I'm with you. I'm going against Dylan again. Hey, the Falcons are the best team in the league. 6-0 against the spread. No other team in the league has covered every spread other than the Falcons, and we know that doesn't last forever.
Yeah.
And it's time for the Bengals. By the way, the Bengals have covered 4 games in a row. That's kind of a little bit under the radar. So they've exceeded expectations for the last 4 weeks. 4 straight covers. I wanted to go against Atlanta here, but this number was a little higher than I thought. Doesn't matter. I'm taking the Bengals here to cover that 6.5. And like you said, if it was 7, I'd probably have second thoughts.
Yeah.
Magically 6.5. Yeah, let's get it before he gets to 7. I'll take the Falcons or the Bengals here. Next game, Cleveland Browns, Baltimore Ravens. Jacoby Brissett and Lamar Jackson. Ravens, 6-point favorite, total 45.5. This is a game that Dennis has. Baltimore wins and Cleveland covers because Cleveland was embarrassed by Belichick. So what's new? That's his in-depth analysis. He will take the Cleveland Browns to cover this spread. What about you, Bierman?
They're starting to become more and more question marks around the coach in Cleveland, around the defense that was once so vaunted, around Nick Chubb. You know, Jacoby Brissett, they're well aware he's just a placeholder until Deshaun gets there. You talk about Cleveland getting embarrassed by the Patriots. Baltimore got embarrassed by the Giants. So I don't think that's a good enough reason to lean toward Cleveland. Lamar's still playing for that huge contract. I'm going to stick with Baltimore in this one.
I'm with you. I don't think I like this.
Oh.
I don't, especially after how you did last week. I don't think I like this at all. Dylan's taking Cleveland because I'm taking Baltimore here. Baltimore 3-3 straight up, but they're fifth in the league in yards per play margin. That's good. They had a huge edge over the Giants last week, although they lost in yards per play. The Browns have failed to cover three straight games. Let's make it four. Baltimore covers the six against the Browns this week. Next game. Here we go. Tampa Bay, Tom Brady, D-I-V-O-R-C-E, against Carolina and P.J. Walker. It announced he is the starter today, no matter what happens elsewhere, apparently. Tampa, 10.5-point favorite, total only 40.5. And as we look at Dedair Dennis, more quick-release passes from Tom Brady, who knows his offensive line is bad. Tampa Bay wins and covers. That is what Dedair Dennis has. He has Tampa Bay here. Your thoughts, Beerman?
You know, Carolina, I thought, was going to cover against the Rams. The Rams still looked like hot garbage last week and yet still managed to cover 10.5 points. I think Tampa Bay is a better team than the Rams, and that's the only – I'm just selling all of my stock on the Panthers right now. I think they're going to vie for the first pick in the draft. I'm going to take Tampa Bay.
Worst team in the league against the spread, Carolina, 1-5. Tampa, they haven't covered now four games in a row. They're 3-3, lost their last four against the spread. Is there issues in the locker room? Is there issues with Tom Brady? How long is he going to keep playing? Has he mailed it in? How many practices did he miss last week? All this stuff. I'm taking Carolina. I'm going to take the 10.5 here in Carolina. Yeah, I think the 10.5, I think that little hook on the 10 might come in handy. Although I saw Carolina almost cover against the Rams last week, but yeah, last minute. That was a slow death, is what we talked about. I'm going to take Carolina and the 10.5, mainly because I'm getting 10.5, nothing more. Let's go to the next game. Washington Commodes against the Green Bay Packers. Taylor Heinicke, your new quarterback for Washington. He will start. Aaron Rodgers for Green Bay. Packers now down to a 5-point favorite, total 41.5. And if we look at Dedair Dennis's picks, Green Bay needs more A.J. Dillon and Jones and less A.R. I assume that's Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
And so he'll take Lionel Richie and the Commodores to cover. Oh, say you, say me. And dancing on the ceiling for Dedair Dennis, if this one comes through. Your thoughts on this game, Beerman?
Green Bay has kind of lost this season. There's starting to become more and more questions about whether or not they can coach. There's more and more questions about whether Rodgers is invested. You know, one, I can't remember which prognosticator basically said, you know, Rodgers has been so good for so long that he kind of forgets that he has to start over with some of these rookie receivers. And he's like, he's just expecting them to be great, and they're not, and he's getting frustrated. I think Washington's awful. I wish this line was slightly bigger. I'm almost stunned that it's not. I'm sort of kind of selling my stock on Green Bay, but this is not the game yet. I think they win by either six or a touchdown.
The fact that this line has been dropping is very alarming, especially with Heinicke, your quarterback. Is he that much more respected than Carson Wentz? Apparently he is. But this one, Packers, a shocking loss to the Jets last week. There's no other way to put it. But I'm going to take the Packers to win and cover in this one, too. Washington has just been terrible, although they do have the extra rest here. Commanders, yards per play, god-awful. They're down in the bottom three in the league. I slight lead to the over, too. You might see a bunch of points for both teams, but I would. I think I'm going to take the Packers to cover that 5.
Washington, realistically, had no business winning that game last week. I mean, a muffed punt by Velus Jones is the only thing that really put them in scoring position. Now, they were able to get pressure on Justin Fields, which was huge, but I don't think Washington can score very well. I like Heinicke significantly more than Carson Wentz, though, in this position.
Let's go to the 4 o'clock games. New York Jets at Denver. Oh, goodness. What do we do here? Zach Wilson and Russell Wilson. The line here is a pick 'em. We see a pick now. at Denver. Total 38.5. That's literally nothing. Your thoughts on this one, Beer Man, after we go to Dennis's pick in this one, if I can find it on his little maze here. Oh, here we go. Denver? Favored? Not on my watch. He'll take the Jets to cover and likely win. So there you go. He will take the Jets. Your thoughts, Beer Man?
The Jets have a ton of rookies. They've never played in a place like Denver, Mile High. It's easy to get worn out. Although, I guess Zach Wilson, he's from Utah. Is that right?
BYU,
yes. BYU.
Yes.
So, you know, but Russell Wilson has been questioned all week long. Whether or not he deserved that contract, Seattle's kind of over there giggling that they got so much for him. You know, there's so many people that were like, oh, Russell Wilson, Hall of Famer. And now they're like, no, he's not. I look for a little bit of a rebound here only because it's in Denver. If it was the other direction, I would take the Jets, but I'm going to go ahead and take the Broncos in this one.
I hate this game. I'm not going to be betting on this game.
Yeah, but I will not be watching this game either.
But the fact that Dylan took the Jets, I'll take the Broncos here. There's a whisper, though, that Russell Wilson may not even play in this game. There's a little bit of whispers out there. I'm not going to say it's the facts, but he may not be playing the full game in this one. He may not start in this one. Just keep an eye on that. The Jets, 4-2 somehow, although they've been an underdog every single game. They're still 4-2. You talk about that guy making money. He's making money off these Jets, I can promise you. This is going to be a low-scoring, grinded-out game. I'm going to say 2019 Denver. So it's not exactly something where you could take it to the bank. I just think the Denver, you know, they're just going to win this one just because they're Denver. I have nothing on that other than the fact that Dylan took them, and that's all easy money when I fade him. Next game, Houston Texans, Las Vegas Raiders. Davis Mills and Derek Carr. Line has gone to 7 now. Raiders 7-point favorite. Total 45.5. And Dennis Dillon, in his infinite wisdom, says, Houston has covered a few games and even won. Raiders are the hungrier team, and I'll take them to cover. So he's taking the Raiders here.
I keep wanting to sell Houston down the river. You know, it's like, how are they? They have nothing. They do have Lovie Smith. They've got a good defense. Lovie is, you know, the architect of that great Chicago Bears defense that went to the Super Bowl with Rex Grossman, for the love of God. They think Davis Mills is the future. And you know what? So far, it's kind of looking that direction. Vegas is in – they're coming off a bye, aren't they?
Yes, both teams have.
Both teams are. I like Vegas. They're better than their 1-4 record, but – Houston probably is that. What are they? 1-3-1.
Yes.
But I'm not going to lay 7. I'm going to go ahead and take Houston.
I'm with you. I'll take Houston at the points here. Houston, low expectations. They're 3-1-1 against the spread, and you know they're. You talked about it, the quarterback situation. Davis Mills. You don't think they're playing for a first pick? I think they'll be in line to get that first pick. It's just a matter of who they take, because we know it's going to be a quarterback with a first pick if Houston gets it.
You think?
Oh, absolutely. You don't think they're going to build around Davis Mills? Is that what you're telling me?
I think they are happy with him. I don't think he's a superstar. Now, granted, if you got the first pick in the draft, you may be looking.
Oh, yeah.
at taking, you know, one of these quarterbacks that
Will
are coming
Levis,
out.
Right?
Will, I've heard a couple different people say that Will Levis is probably going to be the best prospect in this draft,
which is crazy talk, but that's another story.
Well, he's probably not going to be the first picked, so it's, to me, it's one of those Will Levis may go to the right team as opposed to going early, if that makes sense.
I think we're overvaluing the Raiders here at home, giving up a touchdown. I'll take Houston here. Next game, here's a good one, a rematch of the Super Bowl from a few years back. Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes. San Francisco, Jimmy G, Kansas City, 2.5-point favorite in this one. And let's see what the dead air man says.
He really didn't put them in order, did he?
No, he did not. That's why I'm kind of skipping. Oh, here we go. Kansas City looked good in their loss to the Bills, playing inspired football. San Francisco has a great D, but how much will they slow Mahomes? Kansas City covers and possibly wins. Your thoughts, Beerman?
Kansas City's the favorite?
Kansas City, 2.5-point favorite. Yeah.
Yeah, so if they cover, they're going to win.
That's if they win by two, they don't cover. They're 2.5-point favorite.
No, it says Kansas City covers and possibly wins.
Yes,
if they cover, they win.
Yes, they do. Yeah, you make a good point there. He confused me there.
What an idiot.
Moron.
Sorry, I had to get something.
Two words for him. Moron. Exactly. Where'd you go, Dylan? Notice I'm fading you on every pick that's not one of my best bets. I don't know who I'm looking at when I'm talking. Okay, go ahead.
Kansas City, you know, I thought we felt like there was going to be a little bit of a dip early in the year. Mm-hmm. I do think the best two teams in football right now are Buffalo and Kansas City. And depending on who's one and who's two, can change from week to week. San Francisco, how do you lose to Atlanta? How do you lose to Chicago? And then you turn around and you beat some of these teams that you've beat. You know, the Rams are kind of looking like a false flag. Kansas City's better than 2.5 over San Francisco.
You're taking the Chiefs?
I'm taking the Chiefs.
One of my best bets. Give me Jimmy G and the Niners. One of my best bets this week. Niners are better than 3-3. Yards per play, they're number 2 in the league. And that's a big thing in my book. The Chiefs have played a really tough schedule, but I'll take it the 49ers, and they're getting some players back right now. And, this is my spot. Straight-up win for the 49ers in this one. I think they're going to take this one. And we got a little trend here with the contrarian dogs. No, public's all over Kansas City here. We've seen that line go towards San Francisco. So I'm going to take the Niners here and give up and get the 2.5. I don't know if I need the 2.5, to be honest with you. So I'll take the Niners in this one. Next game. Seattle Seahawks and the Chargers, Geno Smith, Justin Herbert. Chargers now 6-point favorite, total 51.5. And as we look down this list of wonderful gold mine here from Dennis Dillon, Herbert gets Keenan Allen back, and D-line gets pressure on Geno. Chargers win and cover. So he takes the Chargers to lay the 6 here, Beerman.
So they get Keenan Allen back, but in my opinion, they lost an important piece in their kicker. I think that's going to come to haunt them. I think the Chargers win this game, but Seattle has just impressed me all year long, and I think they continue to do that. So I'm going to take Seattle to cover, not necessarily win.
Best bet, I'm taking the Seahawks. 6-point dogs on the road. Seattle's been underrated, I think. Yards per play, They're 13th in the league. Now, they may have played a weak schedule, but still, they're not nearly as – I feel like they're not getting the credit that they should be. Chargers, a bit overrated. They're down to 20th. They're a minus 0.5 yards per play margin. I love those. That's one of my favorite stats. Chargers are a better team, but I can't lay 6.5 here. Yeah, I like a little trend here, too, getting the old, are we sure they're good? Are we sure the Chargers are good? Did you watch them the last couple of weeks? Yeah, but they won. But are we sure they're that good?
I do think that Herbert is hurt. But the Chargers are one of those teams that it's like, how are you not better? Even with a hurt Justin Herbert, they should be blowing some teams out, and they are not doing that at all. They're eking by on a field goal win here and there.
One of my favorite bets of the week. I'm taking Seattle and Geno. Geno Smith. I never thought I'd say that.
Yeah.
But all in on Geno. I guess the Chargers. Let's go to Sunday.
I think Geno Smith has the highest QB rating in the league right now.
I wish we could have found odds for that before the season, because they're probably off the board. They're like, stop wasting our time, sir. Yes, exactly. All right, let's go to Sunday Night Football. Pittsburgh at Miami. We didn't know who was starting for either team at quarterback until today. Tua will start for Miami in this game. We're not really sure who's going to start for Pittsburgh. It appears that Trubisky will start, but nothing's official there yet. Line here is the Dolphins, a 7-point favorite, total 44.5. And let's see what, Dennis says, Minka Fitz versus old team ain't enough. Miami wins and covers. So he's laying the 7 here. Your thoughts, Beerman?
Pittsburgh is hot and cold. How do they win last week and then other weeks? It's just like, what are you doing? Did you even field a team? It is a little nerve-wracking that they haven't announced their quarterback yet. This game is in Miami, correct?
Yes.
Normally, later in the year, it's kind of like it's so hot compared to where they are. you know what? The Dogs have been doing great all year long. I'm going to have to stick with it in this one. Although I love the fact that, Tua is back. I think it's going to re-energize them a little bit. But I don't think Tua is going to be 100% coming back. So I'm going to take Pittsburgh. I don't feel great about it.
Does it really matter who starts a quarterback for the Steelers in your mind?
Well, you know what? That's a good point. I feel better with Trubisky starting than I do Kenny.
I think you might get your wish with Trubisky.
Yeah.
It looks like it. Now, that's, you know, we're sitting here on Wednesday evening. We don't know for sure, but we do know that Tua is in line to start. In this one, Steelers just came off a big win over Tampa. Now you want him to go to Miami? I'm not so sure. I would want, if I was playing this game, I guess I would lay the points with Miami, but you know what? Give me Pittsburgh at 7, because I just don't want to go with Dennis on this one. Anything that's not a best bet, I'm just fading Dennis Dillon. That's how I'm going to ride. I'm going to be riding a big yacht after this one, going against him. Let's go to Monday night, though. This is the game of the week for this show, especially. New England Patriots at home up in Foxborough. Oh, it's going to be a wonderful sight. Mac Jones, is he playing? We don't know. Is it Zappy? Is it Zappy Hour? It might be Zappy Hour. Against Justin Fields, that time-honored, crafty veteran quarterback, Justin Fields. Patriots, 8-point favorite, and the total is only 40. No respect at all for the Bears' offense. All I have from Dennis Dillon is he's taking the points on this one. He didn't write his little soliloquy, so I don't have to waste my time on him. Beerman, your thoughts on your Chicago Bears?
Well, you talk about Bailey Zappe. There is talk up in New England that this is one of those instances like Drew Bledsoe and Tom Brady that an injury may cause Mac Jones to just lose his starting role completely. Bailey Zappe is playing really well. Chicago has been in every game this year except for one. New England's probably playing better than I expected them to. I don't think they had won back-to-back games until this past week. Chicago just can't cannot protect the quarterback right now. Justin Fields can only run around so much, and I'm almost surprised that he's not doing it more. I'm surprised that they're not rolling out the pocket more. I do like the coach. I do feel like the coach is keeping them in every game. I expect New England to win this football game, but I'm going to take the Bears to cover.
You know for yourself, you watched them against Washington last week. They outplayed Washington. They had a huge yardage margin. I think the total was 392 to 214 yards last week.
Ugh.
Bears over Washington. So they were the better team. They still didn't come through at the end the way you wanted to come through. The Patriots, people are sleeping on this team. Number 5 in the NFL, yards per play margin. Bailey Zappe, it's Zappe hour. He's looking great. I'm with you, though. Best bet for me. Give me the Bears getting the 8 points in this one. The total here is kind of a telltale sign. 40.5. When you lay big points, an 8-point line with a low total like 40, that's very little wiggle room. And I get a lot more wiggle room with the Bears here. So best bet for me. I'm taking the Bears.
I love the under in this game. Bears defense has been really good. New England's defense is always good. You know, Justin Fields, I think he's going to be good, but he's got to get some protection before we can really figure that out. Bailey Zappe, he's starting, his third game? It's going to be a defensive game. I would go heavy on the under in this one.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. We have gone through the entire field of games for this week. Teams on bye week. All right, let's go over our best bets now. I'll give you a minute to prepare your best bets, Spearman, as we go over what Dennis Dillon has given us. His best bets, Cleveland to cover against Baltimore. He likes Atlanta to cover against the Bengals. He likes Detroit to cover against Dallas. He likes, as we go down the page here, he likes the Jets to cover against Denver. And he likes the Raiders laying the points against Houston. Those are his best bets of the weekend. 5, count them, 5. Would you like to go first, or would you like to hear my best bets?
So I'll go.
Okay.
I'm going to take, as my best bets, I'm going to take Jacksonville. Again, it's the game that I do not understand this week. There's no reason they should be a favorite. Vegas is significantly smarter than I am when it comes to this stuff.
No.
So Jacksonville, I'm going to take that one, and then I'm going to take the Bays. I think Tampa Bay covering the 10.5 and Green Bay covering the 5 over over Washington. That's three favorites, and you'd think I'd learn my lesson by now with the favorites, but I'm still putting it out there.
I was going to say it's against my religion to lay double digits in the NFL, just ever. I don't care if it's...
Yeah, I'm sort of there with you.
85 Bears versus 07 Detroit Lions. I still would lay double digits with the, with the Bears in that one. I've got five best bets. One total, Giants and Jacksonville under the 42. I'm not sure that either one of these teams, who, no matter who wins, will get over the 42. But I will say a little wind issue, a little weather down in Jacksonville for this weekend too. But I do, it's not a best bet, but I do like the Jacksonville pick. I think them laying the three, if I was taking favorites all the time, I probably would lay the points and take them there. My four big dogs of the week. Give me the Detroit Lions getting the 7 against the Cowboys. Give me the 49ers getting 2.5 against the Chiefs. Give me the Seahawks and Geno getting 6 against the Chargers. And give me those Chicago Bears getting 8 on Monday night against Bill Belichick and the Pats. Those are my best bets. You can take those bad boys in the desert and smoke a beer, man.
You know, the crappy part is I'm looking at the primetime games for this week.
Lousy.
And again, you don't think that any of them are going to be a very good game. Pittsburgh, Miami, Chicago, New England, and tomorrow night, New Orleans at Arizona. I don't know.
Before the season started, right before the season, the first Thursday night game, I bought stock in Amazon. A little bit of stock in Amazon because I thought, all these people are going to have to watch this Thursday night game. There's going to be so many, you know, old farts like you and me sitting around, hey, honey, can you help me get the game on the Amazon here? Yeah. So, yeah, it's gone up a little bit. It went up for that little push. But with these lousy games they've had, I think it's going to start going down if they get more games as lousy they've had the last couple of weeks. These last two Thursday night games have been god-awful.
I don't think Bezos is struggling financially.
No, he's not. But, you know, the public kind of has their way with it. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
I do follow a Bears blog, several of them,
of course,
actually.
Yes.
And somebody proposed that Bezos goes to the Hallis Madison, Virginia. I can't even think of her last name right now. Go into that family and say, I will give you $10 billion for the Chicago Bears right now, well above market value. Knowing that, how do you turn that down? But at the same time, it's just like, I would love Bezos as an owner, and I don't care if he overpays.
What's to prevent him from buying Washington? Because it looks like,
well, you know what? Yeah, that's
like
true.
He may get forced out. So what's to prevent him from just going from him going to the NFL and say, hey, if you force this guy out, won't you put me at the top of the list? I can afford it. There's no way I can't. So what's the point?
Supposedly, though, no owner has been forced out yet. And I know you might be thinking the Clippers and Donald Sterling. He was not the owner officially. It was actually his wife, and his wife, with no problem, agreed to sell the team. I don't know if you can just force it and say, hey, look, you need to sell your $4 billion commodity that you have here that goes up in value every year.
Carolina Panthers owner was forced out a few years back. Richardson.
I'd have to take a look at that.
Yeah, he was forced out for being a little creepy old man type stuff. Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, you do get forced out in the NFL, too, but it's very rare.
Yeah.
I don't see him forcing Jerry Jones out anytime soon.
No. And
although he should be, probably.
I think Jerry Jones is kind of the one that's like, hey, look, we don't love Daniel Snyder. I think Jerry Jones still kind of has Daniel Snyder's back a little bit. I mean, at least he's not going to be the one that says, no, we need to get this guy out of here. I think his whole mentality is going to be like, no, we're not pushing anybody out. And as long as Jerry Jones is saying that, then the NFL kind of listens to him above everybody else.
Jerry Jones is 80 years old.
Yeah.
Let's kind of call a spade here.
But he still probably has more clout than any other owner.
Oh, clout, yes.
In the NFL.
But sanity, I'm not so sure.
That's a different story.
We're getting to the point with him. Yeah, he's 80 years old. How long can he be calling the shots for all these owners?
Well, but you know what? If he calls the shots for another 2 years and insists that Daniel Snyder stick around, then all this kind of blows over and it's not an issue at that stage. So who knows? Kroenke's going to have a little say in that also. I feel like he's gained a lot of clout.
Got any fantasy football news for us?
You and I play this week.
Oh, we do?
We do.
I might have to make a move for the first time all year.
Here's
my two kickers.
Here's my crappy thing. 2 weeks in a row, I've had the second highest score in the league. 2 weeks in a row, I've lost the game.
Oh, unbelievable. Oh, by the way, yeah, I see a headline here. San Diego's kicker's out. Well, there you go. It's a good thing I've got two kickers.
So it's Los Angeles, but...
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, it says Bolts. That's the first thing I thought, Bolts. I'm still on San Diego.
That's the whole reason I'm on Seattle this weekend, is because their kicker's out.
Oh, very nice. Well, I'll have to make sure that I actually put an effort in, because I haven't been... I've been kind of sleeping at the wheel in fantasy this year.
I normally don't do much with fantasy. I just kind of draft my team, and it's like, that's the team I'm going to go with. I've actually made two trades this year, which I never do.
Well, at least you have been offering me number 25 tight ends for starting running backs.
That was Dennis.
Oh, yeah, that was Dennis, wasn't it? What is he doing? Why would you insult me like that to my face? Why don't you just step on my head when I'm drowning? That would be nicer, Dylan. No, he's offering me some tight end I've never heard of. For Brian Robinson for Washington.
Well, we've lost a lot of listeners now, so let's get the hell out of here with our second stivers, and good luck this week, buddy.
Good luck to you. In your picks, I wish you the very best in all your picks, as always, my friend. And why don't you start tailing me a little bit? We've been doing okay in these picks.
I got too late on college, and I was like, well, maybe I'll just grab a couple of them, and then I just got busy on Saturday.
Gambling has to be a priority in your life.
I was having Tom Brady issues.
I see.
In the house.
Enough said. Wrap us up, Beer Man.
So there we go. Are we wrapping it up with Get My Kicks again?
We're getting
it is officially available now on iTunes and all the music stores, if you will. Brian Himes, Dead Air Dennis. It's our theme song, and it's going worldwide now.
We are worldwide here on the Sports Rocker Bottom Line. Something in, I think it's reverse, Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast, whatever you want to call it. So until the next time, as always,
suck it, Stivers.
Suck on this, Stivers. I'm still gambling, whether you like it or not. May the winners be yours.